requirements and regulations. 7. The 133 North Tuscany Drive Vacation Rental has been approved as a special use permit. Therefore, the permit is specific to the representative to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. The special use permit shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. 8. The current contact information for the property shall be posted on the property and on file in the Taney County Planning Office. And 9. This decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
No questions?
Did you just stand there and read that? Was he?
For the most part.
I've got one question.
Yes, sir.
Did you receive this rental agreement at the time of the purchase? Or
right,
soon after?
Like within a couple of weeks of the purchase. They said it was, you know, once we completed the purchase, they told us that it
right.
would be coming. And we said we would look into it. You know, we would. But our concern was simply the fact that they, you know, once that goes into a pool, you got very limited control about how much they rent the property and all that. And we just didn't, we didn't really want to do that.
Okay.
Is that?
Yeah, that answers my question.
Okay. Any other question?
Anybody else? Okay, thanks, sir.
Thank you, guys.
Scott, we'll do what we talked about next time we got started.
That's fine.
The old way
yep.
here.
Not a problem.
Sandra, would you tell her your last name? I can't.
Sandra Strange.
Strange?
Strange.
Before we get started, anybody that's talking on any of these, I'm going to give you 5 minutes. So whatever you need to say,
we'll
make her count.
5 minutes is a long time.
Well, over the past several months, you have repeatedly seen the same faces sitting here in your meeting, looking you in the face, getting up and saying to you the same things. This has happened so often that now you know some of us by name. At one of those meetings, there was approximately 50 residents sitting here who represented the group of homeowners who had been told by the developer that there would be no nightly rentals. This group did not simply get together one evening and say, gee, what are we going to do for some excitement? I know. Let's start a revolution against the nightly rentals, and let's give this community some grief. No. Nor are these residents liars, as some of us have been called. I went back and I looked at the original ads that the developer ran that promised that this was going to be Branson's premier residential community. It was even advertised as one of America's 100 best master plan communities. You have been told that the covenants say that they allow nightly rentals. And I want to quote to you what the covenants actually say about nightly rentals. And they say, I quote, any living unit located on a site designated for residential use within the property shall be occupied by the owner of the living unit. Notwithstanding the above, however, leasing of single-family or condominium units will be allowed, provided that the owner first registered the lessee with the association, providing such information as the association may require, and file with the association a complete copy of the executed lease. The master covenants under the protection of owners says that no rule shall prohibit leasing or transferring of any unit or require the consent of the association for leasing or transferring of any unit, but may require a minimum lease of a term of up to 12 months. Nowhere and these covenants are nightly rentals address. So I ask you, in the absence of actually mentioning nightly rentals, are we to assume and take it that it's okay that to have nightly rentals, even though the covenants specifically say otherwise? In one of the other meetings I attended, you guys discussed another subdivision, and you voted down the nightly rental. And you made the comment that it was going to cause too much disharmony. Yet you go ahead and you approve Branson Creek when you have had numerous people giving you examples of not things that might happen, but things that have already happened that have caused permanent damage. And I have used the word anarchy. And the definition of that word is a state of disorder due to the absence of authority. And we certainly have that. When you have individuals who are applying for their permits coming up to the residence and saying, it doesn't matter, because if I get approved, I don't have to follow the rules because planning and zoning don't enforce them anyway. Some of these people think it's a joke. I recently attended a Western Taney County Fire District meeting where it was explained why the requirement for the fire suppression systems. The example was given that a family comes here on vacation, they unload their car, they leave for dinner, they come back, they go to bed, and in the middle of the night there's a fire, and that they're in familiar surroundings, and this gives them extra time to get out. It saves lives. These rules are no joke. I know that you have also said that you did not write these rules, but some of your predecessors ahead of you did. Someone felt the need to put those rules and regulations in place. All we ask of you is to step up and show integrity and take responsibility for the position you hold and honor those rules. In one of the developers' original principal statements, they said, we make commitments, not promises. We take pride in our reputation, in honesty and integrity. Obviously, they failed the homeowners on these principles because up front they promised many things that they never delivered on. None of these things are your responsibility or your problem. But you, as planning and zoning commissioners of Taney County, can do something for this community. And that is give the original homeowners back the peace and tranquility that they invested in. They brought into a concept that Branson Creek was going to be the premier residential community. 10 years later, circumstances for many of these people have changed. Several of them now are seriously ill, and obviously we have gotten older, but we still have a common goal. We just want the peace and the security of a neighborhood promise. You guys can make the difference and give us this by voting no. I respectfully ask you to stop the bleeding and realize that enough is enough. Thank you.
Thank you. Wes Hoffman.
My name's Wes Hoffman. I live at 145 Stony Point Drive, Hollister. Me and my wife moved in June of 14. No mention of nightly rentals. And no mention that it was Branson Creek Resort. We thought it was a family dwelling, and we could finish out the years right there. It's sad that it does reduce the value of my property. They can say what they want to, but it does reduce. We had a home, 3-bedroom brick home across the street, 3-car garage, 217. Beautiful home. We got 3 more going up for sale, and we've already got 2 right around us. So it looks to me like it's going to be a whole lot of homes come up for sale. I have a hard time believing it was designed for nightly rentals, like this gentleman said. It's tight quarters. There's no place to park cars. I haven't read the report on whether there was nightly rentals or there wasn't, but I don't think that it possibly was designed for nightly rentals. We pick up stuff when they have nightly rentals. One house is up till 12:30. The radio blaring, it isn't what I wanted to move into. I'm getting too old to argue and fight with anybody. So I just have a hard time with these permits, and I think, you know, we ought to deny them, and let's get back on the way it should be. Thank you.
Thank you. Ed Fisher.
My name is Ed Fisher. I live with my wife Betty at 141 Greystone Drive in the Branson Creek Residential Development. I'd like to point out the advantages of full-time residence compared to nightly rentals. It is Taney County's advantage economically to make the Branson Creek development nightly rental free. Let me point out the economic advantage to Taney County for permanent full-time residents. For instance, there are 19 houses on Greystone Drive. Of those, 17 are full-time residents. There are two houses owned by out-of-state people who use them as businesses as nightly rentals. Our full-time residents have purchased 5 new cars that I know of in the last year. That is just on Greystone Drive alone. This makes Taney County car dealers very happy. The owners of these new cars purchased insurance. This makes the insurance companies very happy. These homeowners paid sales tax and personal property tax. This makes Taney County very happy. Full-time residents go to doctors, hospitals, dentists, which is good for the Taney County. The point is, full-time residents pay out all of their income in some manner to the state of Missouri and Taney County. Now let's look at nightly rentals. Nightly rentals in Branson Creek are bad for motels and condos and Johnny Morris up at Big Cedar. I understand motels and condos occupancy rate is 60%. Plenty of room for visitors. Nightly rentals in Branson Creek are mostly owned by people from out of state. The profits from these nightly rentals go back to the state these owners live in. They surely must laugh all the way to their home state bank. This is not good for Taney County. Now I'd like to speak about the two nightly rentals on Greystone Drive, which are still renting without sprinklers and other conditions completed that were listed on their decision of record. It's horrible to have these two houses approved for 12 or 14 adults who also bring their children. It is horrible to have to live next door or on the same street with that many transit people. It only takes one bad person to do a lot of damage to a neighborhood. I'm asking the commissioners to think about this and to stop granting nightly rentals in Branson Creek development. Thank you for your time and consideration.
Thank you. Gordon Glass.
Yes, my name is Gordon Glass. I live at 115 Greystone in Branson Creek Development, and we have lived there approximately 4.5 years. I'm speaking on behalf of the permanent residents of Branson Creek. We do not want nightly rentals in our community. They only destroy the communities with their lack of respect for the permanent residents. We bought here with the intention of living in a community that was peaceful and would be a perfect place for a retirement home. The average age in our community is 50-plus. Most of the units are occupied by one or two people. With the nightly rentals, they can be 10 to 12 people. The one immediately across the street from me, it's not uncommon to see 4 to 6 cars parked in the driveway on the street. Last month, there was 2 bass boats parked in the driveways. We have had a boat that I would say was probably 20